Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina, and joining us on Christmas Eve is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. And let me say Merry Christmas to you, Judy, and thank you for your donation of time and news to our morning edition conversations each week.
Well, you're welcome. I'm always happy to do it, and Merry Christmas to you and to everyone who listens to WAMC.
We start with something that is in line with Christmas, a happy story.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have today. This is a story out of Rotterdam in Schenectady County. When an elderly gentleman didn't have enough money to pay for his groceries at the local Walmart, cashier Jenny Carpin covered the difference with $40 of her own money. It's not something she bragged about or even told anyone about. Someone who saw the event at the store spread the news a little bit. Jenny is a 27-year-old nursing student at Schenectady County Community College. She'd only been on the job at Walmart for about a month when the man came up short at her register. When she told him the amount he owed for his groceries was more than what he had handed her, he looked to see what items he could do without. He tried to take some items away. He still was short. Took out his wallet. She saw that he opened it up and it was empty, so she took $40 out of her own pocket, paid the difference without a second thought. She doesn't think the man even realized what she had done. Taking a cue from nursing school, she decided to keep it that way. She told us that something her teacher told her was that you would never make an elderly person feel humiliated or that their pride is hurt or taken away, their dignity or anything like that. So she thought she shouldn't make much of a deal of it, just do it and let him walk away. The next man in line had observed the interaction, offered to reimburse Carpin for the money she had given away. She refused, but he went to the manager, and that's how this good news story started to spread.
What a beautiful story and a good lesson for all and something to carry with us beyond the Christmas holiday. Judy, again, thank you for all the work that you do at the Daily Gazette and for you spending the time with us that you do each Wednesday morning. And we wish you a happy New Year as well and to all of our listeners today.
Thanks, David. Merry Christmas.